In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. One word of warning. Before you pray for good weather, make sure you can cope with it. It's tough being a Christian sometimes, because we speak about hope and victory. We speak about this sense of empowerment. But sometimes all we see is challenge and defeat. We see persecution. We see people dying over and over and over again. And that calculation is very difficult. I can stand here and say to you, as much as I would like, to be strong, to be faithful, to be encouraged, to be empowered. But the fact is that people are being persecuted for their faith as Christians and apparently losing. They're dying. But I suppose that interpretation would depend on what our end game is, what our final expectation is. You know, you measure success based on your expected outcome. We all know that. Whether it be in your work, in your studies, in your life, on a day-to-day basis. So if our outcome is to be powerful in this world, to be strong in this world, to have status in this world, to always come out on top in this world, it's not going to happen. Because the way we live our lives is that we are supposed to present others, push others forward, sacrifice for others, put others before us. And so if my measure of success is to always be out front, at the outset, by definition, that's not going to be possible. Because I'm always pushing people out ahead of me. If my expected outcome is to always sound sensible, is to always make sense to this world, is to always win an argument, that's not going to happen either. Because our Christian message, as we have been reminded, both by St. Paul but also by our Lord himself, sounds like absolute foolishness, sounds like insanity. Our Lord himself was told that he was demon-possessed. So we're not going to sound like that, because what we say sometimes just doesn't make sense. What do you mean forgive? What do you mean put others before you? What do you mean that there is a life to come? It just doesn't make sense. If we keep assessing our lives based on our expectations here, it's never going to make sense, because our outcome was never meant to be here. Otherwise, we would have lived on earth forever. But in actual fact, our life on earth is transient. It is temporary. It is temporal. It is but a vapor, as we read, there today and then goes tomorrow. Our life is supposed to be in the kingdom that is to come. Our life is supposed to be totally different. Think about everything in this world, and that life is the exact opposite. There is no physical wellness. There is no material wealth. There is no prominence. There is no leader and led. There is no hierarchy. There is only one thing. There is God and us. Everything we learn in this world is going to end. It's good for us to know it for this world, to be good Christians in this world. It's good for us to understand it in this world. It's good for us to be able to live a life of witness. But don't hold on to it, because it's going to change. Everything we know here, everything we live here, all of our objectives, all of our goals are going to suddenly be absolutely meaningless, because it will be a very different life. The only thing that will remain is our focus on God. That's the only thing. And so if we live that focus today, in this life, then that will continue with us. But if we are totally distracted by the world, and we only look at success in the world, and prominence in the world, and wealth in the world, we're going to be thoroughly abandoned by all of those things. So today's gospel, our Lord says, you're going to be brought up before magistrates and prisons. People will betray you. They will even kill you. But don't worry. I will give you wisdom and understanding that they won't be able to answer, because it is not of this world. I've got to tell you, I've experienced that personally, and numerous times. I remember one situation in particular, as a young man in Australia still serving, going into a situation I had never heard of before, being confronted by something I'd never seen before, and suddenly speaking things, went back to my confession father and said, oh, I was in this situation, someone asked my opinion, and I said this. So that's very good, because, and he pulled out all the scripture verses that I had never read. It was obviously given by God in that time for that reason. And he inspires us. Until today, I'm sure we all feel it. I definitely feel it. You get put into a situation where you get asked a question, challenged with a situation, asked for a ruling, asked for an opinion. And something comes out that sounds absolutely inspired and intelligent and earth-shattering, but that's because it came from God directly. And so he will continue to guide us according to what he wants us to be. And that is to be in the world that is to come. We can hold on to this world. You know, we've seen tragedies over the past few weeks here in England and in Egypt over the past months. I keep saying that as Coptic Christians living here in Britain, we're moving between attacks in Egypt and attacks in England almost intermittently ever since December. But the one thing you see coming through is people holding on to their faith. People saying things that just don't make sense. What happens when you've lost a father, a mother, a friend, a child in a horrible attack? How is it that you can say, I forgive? How is it that you can say, I trust God? How does that make sense? You think, yeah, I know, that's just theoretical. But somehow, some way, they are able to say it. And that is called grace. It is a gift from God. But is it a gift? It is a gift given at the right time, for the right purpose, in the right way, in the right amount. And so if we live according to that grace, we will never fear. Ever. If I know that I will be provided for in the right way at the right time, why would I fear? My fear comes of the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen. But if I know God, and I know God is omnipotent, and I know God is unchanging, then what is there not to know? Everything is absolutely certain. I just need to remind myself of those things. Because then whatever situation I'm in, if I'm going to depend on my own ability, my own intelligence, of course it's unknown. I sometimes get asked something I won't remember. I get asked an opinion I don't know. I get asked an interpretation I haven't read before. But if I'm asked to then depend on God and say, Lord, I place this before you. I need your wisdom. I need your answer. I need your guidance. I need your strength. Then what is uncertain about that? I will give you words and wisdom that they will not be able to refute. So we need to live in that certainty. Our Christian life is not a philosophy. It is not a theory. It is real. We believe in a real God who really acts in this world and who really is all-powerful and who really is all-loving and unchanging. And if we depend on that, rely on that in our daily lives, in the small things, and also in the big things, in the challenges to faith and the martyrdom, but also in our daily decisions. Sometimes we can cope with the big things, but when it comes to daily small decisions, we become anxious. Because we feel like, It's my decision. I need to make it myself. Of course I can make it myself. But the much smarter option is to make sure God is involved in the process. And that's why we pray. Not only when we need him, but we pray constantly to keep him in the process. So today's gospel just tells us, don't worry. Do not be afraid. Fear not. He is God. He is unchanging. He is all powerful. He will give us wisdom, and not a hair on our head will be touched, because we are in his hands, and his love for us is unchanging and unending. And glory be to God forever. Amen.